I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Home, but I know where home is. I know where that is. And you may not. You may be wanting to change your home. You may want to find a new one. And if that is you, we got the perfect team for you to call. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts are going to help you find your new home, the home of your dreams. Not pay through the tooth for that if they can help it. They have the connections, they have the database. They're going to help you like they've helped so many over the years. They know the market. They're going to help you not overpay. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Including our man Kantar, friend of the show. They've helped so many, including me, 2.5 years ago. Jennifer Carstensen said, Jason, we're going to get you out of this issue that you've got, a home you think you can't sell. Well, I'm going to get it sold for you. She did it in 6 days. Now, this is a much different market these days. And odds are you can get more than you think you can for your home. But you got to have the right team. Got to have a person that knows this market. It's changing every day. It's already changing, to be honest with you. So get an expert. That would be Jennifer Carstensen and her team. Again, call them up, 901-410-8818. Very important. You make the right choice. Get with the right people. Award-winning folks. Best in the country as far as we're concerned. That's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com.
Now, before we get into the rundown and we have some interesting news potentially related to the Memphis Grizzlies, I want you to share with the world and our audience what was the first thing you noticed about me upon my return, man?
You were in better shape physically, felt like. And I didn't know if I was just seeing that. Because, again, just seeing you is almost is it a mirage?
Yeah,
is he really back from paternity leave? I thought he had another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But no. I looked at you, and physically, I guess you want me to tell the people.
Tell the people.
Give him that little pat on the butt. Y'all know John needs his little pat on the butt.
Give it to me.
He looks very good physically. In fact, I see a little bit what feels like a sleeker version of John, a more muscular version of John, particularly when it comes to his legs.
Now, let me tell you why.
He's got them out, y'all.
Let me tell you why.
Yes.
And they actually, they run spots on our station.
So it wasn't just a mirage.
No, it's real. It's real. I lost 5 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, during the paternity leave. Yeah.
It shows.
Yeah.
That's no smoke.
And the reason why, A, is because I'm
you just
eat less, right? But B is we bought a Peloton. We did.
Oh.
We invested in the Peloton. And let me tell you this, like, and they're not paying me to say this. If they would like to pay me to say this, I would be happy to accept that.
I see what this is now, BC.
But I will tell you this, it is so much fun getting on that damn bike. And I would have never thought that, like, I would be a spin class guy, but you can compete. You get all your numbers, and it's like however many people have taken this particular class, you see where you rank. You know, you have your output, which is just your energy, how many calories you burn. But it's like it's a competition, which if that drives you, if you like to compete,
yeah.
I mean, I would definitely recommend doing it. Now, it's an investment now. I mean, that stuff ain't cheap. We bought that thing on the Carville Marketplace. All right, you gotta find your angles. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is that?
My wife's on all those resale sites, bro.
The Collierville Marketplace,
bro.
You're a Germantown resident. Have you been invited to the Collierville Marketplace?
I ain't been on that.
Is that something online we can all go to?
Here's the thing:
just for white people.
The rich white folks will sell it for so much less than what it's worth. They don't care about the money. They just want to get rid of it.
that just wants a space in their home.
So you got a bargain basement price Peloton.
We paid $1,600 for it.
Oh, that's a base. That's a good price.
Everybody else paying $2,000-something.
No, like, $2,400.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
man.
I thought it was like three or four, but it's, no, it's no, all. No.
Still, I mean, are you heck saving $800, $1,000? Yeah, I mean, I would definitely.
Damn, rich get richer.
I'd be very careful.
I would not necessarily. Biden probably sent you the other half, didn't he?
Huh?
Your Biden money. Biden probably sent you an envelope.
No, that child
for the
tax credit, I don't get the monthly ones. That don't hit until tax time. You know, I'm not getting that $300 a month. I'm Uncle Joe, what's the deal? I had a kid, man. You know, I see her every day.
It's coming, though. I got the note the other day. They're giving everybody the money.
Oh, you got a note?
They sent a letter, but U.S. President of the United States, Joe Biden, signed it.
You got it from the White House, too?
Is it tax credit?
Yeah, we got it from
one?
From the White House.
Straight from the White House to the Carson House.
It said White House at the top.
White House, Joe Biden.
Damn.
Yeah, I saw it, bro.
I think the issue is I have my child.
Listen, he sounded left out. He sounded like he didn't get the letter.
Well, I am.
Like,
you didn't have it in 20 years. You had it 21 years.
Exactly. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Chris and Jake, they hooked us up. We got that three honey.
Yeah, so.
I should have told him thank you as I dropped him off at school this morning. Thank you, Chris.
I already told him twice.
How many? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of Tops barbecue burgers you can buy with $300. Yeah, I mean,
you better believe.
Don't you have to give it to him? Isn't that the right thing to do?
What?
Morally? John.
Like it to go towards
him.
To go towards him. Not kidding. But go towards him.
Get your ass to the grass. Go out there and cut the grass.
I see what John's going to do. Riley, here's your $300, but we're going to invest it for
you.
So that by
that's
the time you are nine,
I'll
you'll be a millionaire.
Riley, I'm buying crypto. What do you think?
Here's your virtual wallet, Riley. Here, don't forget your password.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you put that $300.
I can feel it.
Yeah,
time
you know, crypto.
You're going to put that $300 in God knows what,
McDonald's.
Right?
Yeah. You already know.
I'm going to put that $300 in Robinhood and Apple, okay?
Smart so man.
And then by the time she's 18, that $300 going to be God knows what. You know, it could be $18,000.
I can already smell it.
Who knows what it can be. But
well, welcome. It's good to have you back, John.
Yeah, and I seriously, I would recommend the Peloton. I mean, I think
I hope they call you, John.
A lot of people. While I was gone, were saying I thought Jason was going with Shabazz. And
yeah, what happened to that, Jason? What happened to the whole Shabazz? I'm gonna get fit.
Now you did hold up your end of the bargain on the smoking thing.
You did that. Good job.
When's the last time you've had a black?
Oh, it's been over. It's been like 2 years.
Give it a applause.
It'll be 2 years in September.
No doubt. I'm proud of you.
Had to be off a year
very
just to get the life insurance drop down.
Yeah,
good
rates.
For you.
That's
good for you, seriously.
Yes. Healthy. But y'all
you
love pointing out my faults, though.
No. We don't want to focus on that.
More so than my accomplishments, which is said he's going to work out Shabazz and didn't. No, haven't gotten out there yet.
Yeah, so
the belly's sort of come down already, just kind of naturally. So it's not where it was. I'm not as desperate as I once was.
Okay, so it's just taking.
Yeah, just natural. I'm not eating as much as I used to.
When
I got off.
But you're out on. You're not going to Shabazz.
I might. Shabazz busy right now. He's got other Memphis media.
I think he would really make time for you, bro. I do. I think he'd certainly. I think he'd clear a schedule for you. Put you through a little boot camp. Yeah. You know. I think we can get Connor out there, film it.
Yeah, show me y'all got control of this Delta, and I'll get on back out there.
I will tell you, I just joined ATC,
here,
John.
And you talk about triggering you on something else. That Delta's out here.
ATC, I just joined it this month because Jake's now working out, so I got to work out with my 13-year-old.
Yeah, he's 13.
Kid wants to get better at sports.
Good
what do you have to do
him.
To get better at sports? You got to get in there. So
yes.
I'm trying to help
also
him
a out. Giant step for Brad, much like landing on the moon. Man got Apple TV while you were gone. Blessed his family.
There's no way he paid for that.
Blessed his family
no,
with
I
Apple TV.
No, I paid the $5. Apple TV, I got Ted Lasso.
Can you believe that happened while you were gone?
That's amazing.
And I figured out how to do the, like,
did
simulcast
you win
my phone
you won
on
a $2
TV.
Bet, didn't you? Did you win a $2 bet?
No. I lost a little bit, actually.
He going to tell you all about Ted Lasso and their movie he saw on Apple TV. He wants to tell you all about one.
Well,
tell the whole city.
I would hope that he would enjoy.
He's excited. He's excited about having Apple TV. We understand
well,
it.
Well, I bought Peacock for the damn Olympic basketball team.
Well, that was
team.
Silly.
What the hell are you doing that for?
I'm going to cancel it. I'm going to cancel it.
Jeez. I knew you would.
Did you pay for that?
Yeah, it's $4.99, but you can't even.
Just so he could see the USA men's team.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
I'm not doing that for one. I'm a real American. Men's basketball.
Yeah. Y'all are turncoats around here.
Well,
you know?
I'll just wait till it gets to the medal round.
I'm
and I'll
a real
see
American,
it. I won't have to go there.
Like Hulk Hogan.
You're up at 3 a.m. watching a damn U.S. basketball
game? No, it was the first one. It was the one they lost in France.
Right.
I was so disgusted.
You should be.
I can't believe I paid $5 to lose these clowns. You know, eat snails.
They're back. They've rebounded.
Yeah, I mean, they played.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
I mean, they've literally been playing nothing but third world countries, though.
Yeah.
I mean, why would they not win?
We're fine. We're built to shoot, and now we're knocking down shots.
Yeah. So, anyway, we do have a lot to get to, including Derrick Rose potentially linked to a team we know. Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I will caution you that it is just a tweet, okay? It is just a tweet, and it's not even necessarily from somebody. I'll just tell you, it's not from somebody that I've ever heard of or trust, okay? So I do want to caution that on the front end. But the person, you know, who tweeted it is verified, so that's got to mean something to somebody. But Derrick Rose is a free agent. He was with the Knicks last season on a $7.7 million contract, and it was awesome to see him sort of, you know, he's done this a couple times in his career. Now, like in Minnesota, he had that 50-point game, remember? But he's kind of, I think he salvaged his career, right? He's had a good sort of rebirth of sorts.
He was their best player in the playoffs because Randall was not in the playoffs.
Yes, he was. And Evan Massey has tweeted that the Memphis Grizzlies appear to be a team to watch for Derrick Rose.
I know that would make Mark Giannotto happy. Wasn't it him watching Derrick Rose that made him say, hey, Grizzlies need a vet like that? I think he actually had that in the column.
Yes.
It was, you know, that. Now, that said, okay, I get the premise and wanting to have guys like that. It depends on how much you're paying. You know, that's the part of it for the Grizzlies, too. But we all feel like, you know, Bledsoe probably not going to be here, at least if you believe Chris Haynes. And that, you know, it feels like Tyus, that if they can, they want to do right by him because he wasn't a fit at the end of the season year either. And if you can, you want to do right by him, maybe put him in a position where he could be better used because you got point guard settled. Yep. And to me at this point, John, to get back to the Rose part of this, that feels like the question is, well, what's he going to command coming off a pretty good season?
Well, he clearly outperformed his contract at 7.7.
Right. So he's going to be looking for a little more.
Yeah.
You're coming off Tyus, who's at 7.5.
Yeah.
You feel like he's on the block.
Yep.
So how much is a backup point guard
now,
worth
Derrick
at that
Rose
point?
Now, Derrick Rose is better than Tyus Jones.
Of course he is. But Derrick Rose is going to want a little coin, right? And that shouldn't be the point at this point. Shouldn't the point be cheap backup point guard on the free agent market if you can get it? If, again, no Bledsoe,
yeah.
Tyus on the block?
I mean,
why would you go $7.5, $8 million
at
again?
At first glance, Derrick Rose to the Grizzlies makes really no sense.
But you're about to tell me after first glance why it does?
I don't think it makes sense at all.
Thank you. Because first glance and right now it does.
I think Derrick Rose makes sense for, like, I would have said the Lakers, right, before they went out and traded for Russell Westbrook.
Well,
but like
they need a team like that. Yeah, they need
the
shooters,
Bucks.
But yes.
Like, the Derrick Rose makes sense for the Bucks, trying to repeat, you know?
Right.
Like, as a backup. But does he even want to be a backup? We don't know. Derrick Rose might want to go somewhere and start. He may not want to, you know,
he was starting at the end of the year for Tibbs.
Exactly. So now that's Tibbs, you know, in a different coaching system and a different staff may have different ideas. Like even the Knicks I saw are
they're playing the long game. They were hoping to get Kyle, but now he's going to go to Miami.
Yeah, they said they're looking for Ian Begley reported that they're looking for replacements potentially for Derrick Rose, and they're going to let him field some offers before they come with theirs. So, mm-hmm. You know, he's a 32-year-old point guard who is not he's become a better shooter than he was, right? He's not a liability as much as he used to be, but he's 32 and he's got knee injuries galore. You know, that's Derrick Rose. That's who he is. For the Grizzlies, you know, look, if the guy's making $7.7 million and he outperformed the contract, then he certainly would at least be looking for $10 million per, I would say, on the low end. Why would the Grizzlies pay that? Why would the Grizzlies pay Derrick Rose $10 million to be a backup point guard when they are not even trying to compete next season for anything? I mean, if they do, great.
Oh, they're trying to compete.
I mean, like, I'm not saying they're tanking, they're
put
not
the wrong way.
They're not going for it.
If Ja can get them there, the hell, they'll be happy to go.
It's like if it happens, great. If it doesn't change
anything. Yeah, okay with potentially taking a step back next season. Yes.
To me, if you're going to sign, Derrick Rose in free agency, it means you're going for a championship or a deep playoff run. I don't understand why you would do that otherwise. I mean, it would just make no sense to me. I mean, selling tickets is one thing, but you're fine with Ja Morant. I mean, I think people are excited about the Grizzlies. So, I just don't, at that price tag and just his role expectations, you know, I just don't know if that makes a lot. Plus, you still have Tyus on the roster. You still have Eric Bledsoe. I mean, you got to figure
right
it all
now,
out.
Right
it could be figured out. I know Chris Haynes said that Eric Bledsoe is not going to. I mean, Derrick Rose does not make sense for the Grizzlies. I'm sorry. I wish he did. I wish it was a situation where the Grizzlies were, you know, they finished fourth in the West last year and they're going to try to do it again this year. But that's just not where they are. Like, it's going to take a little bit longer for them to be, to me, in that striking distance.
Well, this is going to be, in many ways, a new and a young offense because, remember, you take out a centerpiece that, no, you didn't run anything for in JV, but he was a guy you could throw it down to. And so that puts the pressure on Ja, Jaren, those guys to come with it. And so with that pressure, it's going to be about them, developing them, and that them in this offensive system, whatever eventually that's going to look like, and having a Derrick Rose, a well-paid, highly paid, you figure Derrick Rose on the floor goes against that.
Yep.
I mean, yes, it might help you right now, but the Grizzlies have shown us with their decisions, with the decision to trade JV, it ain't about right now for them and for that front office. And so I don't see, especially John, at that price tag, it'd be different if you're talking about a Derrick Rose trying to just hang on here. You're gonna get him for cheap. It'd be different in that situation. This is a pretty good Derrick Rose, and right now it just doesn't really fit in your we've used the word timeline a lot.
Yeah.
Because JV wasn't on it. For this young group that's now added, a 19-year-old in Zaire, you got all these guys pretty much on the same timeline. Derrick Rose doesn't fit that right now. As much as I'd love to tell you,
yeah,
hey, great story, and it would, you'd write that headline, former Tiger coming back to Memphis, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But that's all it is a good headline. Wouldn't necessarily be a would not be, period. Take the necessarily out of it.
I just don't think
decision for the Grizzlies at the price that he's going to command.
I don't think
deserves, quite frankly,
exactly,
for the season he had last year.
I don't think he's ready to. He's not in mentor mode.
I'm not taking that ball out of Ja's hands next year for a guy looking to have another good season, right?
No doubt.
And be super impactful for you at that position. No, that position is for Ja Morant to be the face of this thing, the leader of this thing. And yes, if I can get me a cheap backup point guard option, I want to have that, particularly in the case that you trade away Tyus and get Bledsoe up out of
here. I mean,
here,
to your point, like, look at his minutes at the end of the season, you know?
Dude,
like,
he became their, I'm telling you, dude, he was like their best player at the end of the year, because Randle in the playoffs just was, he could not get it together. I'll put it this way, he was their most dependable player in the playoffs, Derrick Rose.
Yes, he was.
And I just looked at it with the Knicks last year, looked like he shot 41%. So had obviously coming off one of his best shooting seasons from three that he's ever had.
Yes.
You're telling me that guy's not looking for a raise from, what would you say it was, 7.7?
Yeah, he wants to, and he has, you know how you get a raise, you go somewhere to start. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, just to compare it, right, Ja Morant last season played 32 minutes a game, okay, 32.6. Last season, for perspective, Derrick Rose in 35 games played with the, excuse me, that was 2020, but last year, even in the playoffs, you know, look, Hawks, 38, 39, 39, 33. I mean, this guy is going. He expects to be the starting point guard somewhere because he's got to get that contract. I mean, that's just the way it goes. Tyus Jones, for example, played 17 and a half minutes for the Grizzlies last year.
Well, it just declined all the way as the season ended. Those numbers just went down.
I mean, so I don't. Yeah, as much as I would like to believe that Derrick Rose could come to Memphis, and was in a mood to mentor.
I'd say you've been setting Ja back almost.
That's just not where his head is. I mean, it's just not. I can't see the Grizzlies doing that at this stage. If this was 2024 or 2025, you know, the Grizzlies had a chance and to come out of the West, I would say hell yeah, go for it. You know, go for it. If you got the money, absolutely. Because backup point guards can make a huge difference. I mean, Rondo for the Lakers in 2020 there. In the bubble was a big time player for them, you know. So you absolutely can make a difference.
Campaign for a little while there.
Yeah, right. No question. But I think for the here and now, unfortunately, I don't think the stars are aligning. I don't know how much sense it makes. But the good news is that somebody will pay Derrick Rose. He will get an opportunity somewhere, and he deserves it. There's no doubt.
Next story.
All right, a little Olympic storylines here, if you don't mind. One of them being that Simone Biles, I guess we're going to see her compete. And Tuesday's balance beam final, that was after previously drawing from the all-around competition as well as three event finals. I think it's the beam now that she got bronze in, would have been 5 years ago now at this point. And listen, we've talked a lot about mental health and the term now. I don't know that I've used it correctly, Brad, up to this point. It's twisties is what we call the yips.
Yes.
Is what some folks, you know, get in this situation. But for gymnasts, I've seen the term now used, twisties, where you don't know up from down when you're in the air.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think there's a lot more to it than just, oh, I feel pressure. And Simone Biles and other gymnasts who have been in this situation have come forward and said that. I'll be real honest with you. I didn't think we were going to see her at all at this point. And especially after she started pulling out of the individual events. This is the last one. And frankly, it's the one she didn't, you know, She didn't gold in five years ago in the beam. So maybe this is a deal where, you know what, I want to go out and do a better job than I did in that last time, despite what I'm going through. So anyway, we won't get too deep in it. I've been it's been good to see all of the encouragement, I think, that she's gotten to see people take this more and more seriously in terms of what she was faced. Because, like I said, I don't think this was just a deal where a woman felt pressure and she decided, no, that's too much for me. Clearly, this is something that gymnasts go through, number one, that we wouldn't be able to understand. It's more than just being nervous before the situation. Like we said, we've seen Simone Biles win gold before. So it'd be good to see her if we do at all. And it sounds like we're going to get her on Tuesday in this beam. And like I said, yes, bronze back in Rio in 2016 for her. So she could top that. Also in the Olympics, you could tell me if you guys or if I should be triggered by this. Our women's soccer team went down. Apparently that Olympics opening loss to Sweden 3-0 was not just, oh, they're going to get over this. It was a red flag. Mm-hmm. They fall in the semifinals right to Canada, 1-0. Should we all be shocked or triggered by this?
Absolutely.
I haven't felt like this has been a particularly
We should never lose to Canada really at anything besides hockey.
Women's soccer is what it, right? We own. We had owned for a while now, clearly, and we couldn't get through the semifinals and lost 3-0 to Sweden to open this thing up. So I was a little
We are, quite frankly, better than Canada. Better country.
Not as triggered as I think John and some others are, but that was an eyebrow raiser certainly for me. We're going to be okay, though. And also, what did we think of this? Now, no Americans involved, but I want to know what you and BC think here. Qatar's Mutaz Issa Barshim and Italy's Gianmarco Tamberi agreed to share the gold medal in the high jump after what was a pretty epic competition where they had not matched, allowing it to end in a tie and them both get gold. What do we think about ties in the Olympics when, as a decision of the athletes themselves? Is that okay?
I mean,
or do you fight that out? Are we're good with that now? We're now after.
I mean, if you're saying the athletes are good with it, I mean, right? If it's their decision, isn't that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, they decided after competing against each other.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm fine with him taking home a gold, just like we. As a matter of fact, we're going to put it on the Olympics to hand out two golds on this. They made the decision.
Yeah.
On
I
that.
Mean, you both.
No.
Been,
it's very everybody gets a trophy-ish.
That's what it felt like when I first read this.
You
I'll
get
be
a gold, and
you
get a gold. Let's just take gold.
It's like. That's not what we, you know.
Well, you get
the
opportunity.
Started,
like,
that
I mean, you guys both get gold medals. Like you guys, you know, the guy was tied with you, and that's how you're feeling about it. You know, I don't want to take the guy's opportunity to win a gold medal away. We performed, okay, and this is how it happened. This is the way it went down. We both get gold medals.
So who's the second best the second best favorite in men's basketball? Who's after the USA, which is still
Spain maybe?
Okay, yeah. Spain. I think they get them actually in the they get
tonight.
Them in the,
them.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're telling me that if Spain was still what Spain was, and you got to the gold medal round against them, and the USA decided, you know what, we already know we're the kings in terms of basketball in our country, but we want to do right by Mark and them. We're going
to
decide right here. We're going
to
stop.
Nobody
and
wants
we
to
want
do-
we want everybody to get gold. So Spain, as a matter of fact, we want to reward you guys. Here's gold medals for all of you guys. And why don't we all go home gold medal winners? We wouldn't sit by and say that's cool.
But it wasn't USA tied. You can't tie
though, right? I mean, that's the thing. It's like you can't tie.
But at some point, you break the tie when there's another jump. You keep going. You
right,
push on.
Right.
Hey,
but
winner has to be crowned.
They're saying we don't want to jump no more, man. We don't want to do it anymore. We're just going.
Well, in my case, the USA would say, no, we're not going to play the gold medal game, so just give it to all of us because we're both in it. My point is that.
But they did jump already.
I think we would
didn't
be
want to jump again.
I think we would be more up in arms about this if it was another sport we were paying attention to. That's my thing. The Olympics, you crown a gold. There's three stands, right? Gold, silver, and bronze. And that's the way this has gone on for years. I didn't understand. I get the spirit of it.
Yeah.
Right? No losers. Yes. Well, we get that. In this case, two gold medals. But I don't understand two athletes deciding themselves, you know what? I might lose to this guy.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking the same thing, and we can settle on gold right now. Let's do it. That shouldn't be on this.
You know what's also
the
bad about this scenario?
No, we're going to settle this.
What also is bad is the person who got, like, second or third doesn't get the silver. They get a bronze.
Oh, there's no.
So you get screwed,
buddy.
Now, I don't
know if that's – is that true?
Yeah.
Now, that trickle-down effect, I wouldn't be cool with
it. It's like the ratings. When there's a tie for first, you third.
But are you sure that's true of the Olympics?
Let's look.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure I saw bronze.
I don't know if that's true.
High jump results Olympics.
Well, because they're giving out two golds, it's not going to – they're still going to be a silver, I'm assuming, right? Like, they're still going to be
– Maybe if you're giving out two golds, you do skip because that guy is third. Is he not? You give away a tie at the top. That third, that other guy is third.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I guess. Or you just, there's two.
You see how confusing this is? Because no, you don't do this. You jump it out. You figure the thing out. You get it done. You award a bronze and a silver and a gold. That's the way the Olympics are.
Yeah, but let's use his analogy, right, for the ratings. If there's a tie at the top first place, we don't have to have a show off. We don't have to do a one show off. Right,
you get
for
third. The,
for sole play. I'm saying if we're tied
yeah.
at first.
Yeah.
If we're tied at first, there's not a, all right, next month is the win all be, you know, end all be all. Oh, you just tied. We're everybody's first place.
Yeah, but they made that decision, not the actual competitors themselves. If you could be one and you could have it, you'd want it. That's
what I don't understand is if you're an athlete, you've been training your entire life
for
this.
Yeah, they get third, by the way. So it goes gold, bronze.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, so you get hosed out of the silver.
What is interesting is the athlete's decision.
You've been training for 5 years, not 4 or 5, a whole another year off because of COVID.
Right. But it's, I mean, it's
you,
not like you have to split
to tie?
Custody of the gold medal, though.
Tie.
You still get your gold medal. Like, that to me is the thing. It's like if you had to, you know, there's only one gold medal.
But there's clearly another one that says in 2021, I was the gold medalist.
No, you can,
in the
there
high
are
jump.
Multiple gold medalists.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, there
easy.
Are multiple
not
gold
really.
Medalists, bro. Multiple gold medals.
There should be one. It's an individual event.
Why are we getting killed by China?
And just with golds, we have a better overall.
China been beating our ass since 2020.
And this is, we had to, I couldn't, Brad was making this clear when you were gone, but maybe you can help. Brad, is as long as we've got the overall medals, Brad's okay with it.
Absolutely not. We need the gold.
It needs to be the most gold.
Everybody gets golds.
Because that's why if you Google.
I don't value golds anymore after these two clowns.
You don't value gold enough, Hyde. That's what should matter here, BC.
If you Google Olympics medal count, China, even though they have fewer overall medals than us, are number one.
Right.
Because they have more golds.
And Japan was right there with us on golds. I don't know where they are now.
We have 22 gold medals.
Yeah, 22, and Japan has 17.
China got 29.
Them. I know.
29. Man, China, what have we done to y'all, man?
Yeah, but China is third in silver and third in bronze, though.
Just saying, man. You can't give us COVID and kick our ass in the Olympics, bro.
Damn.
John Mark.
I'm saying.
I mean, that's kind of what happened.
That is what happened.
John.
It came from China.
John, you got to do better.
We're going to drop 29 medals on your ass and give you COVID. Novel coronavirus.
Oh, they gave it to the whole world.
The whole wide world, and you lied about it. Unbelievable. What have we done? Karma, China.
Listen, here's
karma.
The problem. We need the Olympic women to try to beat damn Canada. Like, our intern was a Canadian soccer player. They should have put her in there. That, remember our former intern who went to the University of Memphis? Put him in there.
A little bit surprised by you. I just wonder if it's now your 30-year-old dad and you're thinking about your daughter. Mm-hmm. Man, Willen, you're okay with ties. Now, all of a sudden, John Martin okay with ties.
If there's two gold medals, if they're willing to print multiple...
He getting soft, bro.
He's
getting soft.
Old John
was tore
this up.
What was the event? What was it?
I thought I was going to be like bringing meat to a raw dog. I thought I was going to be like bringing meat to a...
No.
Win at all costs.
What was the sport?
Yeah.
What was the event?
You used to be competitive. High jump.
Okay, I mean...
It's one of the big events in the field.
Okay.
Track and field.
What was the justification on the... What I don't understand...
They'd all been perfect, and they decided at that point they're not going to push it any further.
I mean, I that is strange to me because as an athlete, I feel like, especially as an Olympic athlete, you know, like this is your moment. But because, like,
I wonder how much of it's fear, though. You actually think you're going to lose. So
that's
exactly right. I'm going to settle for this.
Well, and it's their choice.
If I tell you, that ain't cool either, John.
I know, but if I tell you, hey, you're guaranteed if you stop right now to get a gold. Or if you run it back, you may not end up with a gold. But if you do, you'll be the only one. Who cares?
Doesn't that go against the Olympic spirit?
When you tell your grandkids you want a gold medal,
here's the story.
Yeah, but did anybody else win one? No.
Both of these dudes were perfect until the bar was set at an Olympic record of 7 feet 10 inches. First of all, that's ridiculous. Think about that for a second.
It was an epic fight.
They each missed that 3 times. So they're at this high mark, right? It's an Olympic record, and neither one of them can clear it.
Yep.
So they're like, screw it, we're both gold.
I have no problem with that, honestly. Like, that actually does make some sense. And you're both freaking, like, you're leaving the Olympics. And where the dude was from where? Like, some third world country?
Qatar and in Italy. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Qatar, like, you get to go back to Qatar. I mean, unfortunately, you have to go back to Qatar. But you do get to go back with a gold medal. I mean, that's unbelievable for that person. I mean, you know, again, you have to go back to Qatar. So it's a bittersweet moment. But you go back as a gold, like, you're a king. You are a king, bro.
But, Brad, there's another height, right, that they could have come down to
you
that wouldn't have been the Olympics.
You could have went 7'9" and a half.
Right, you could have come down to where you make
a jump off.
If you're the Olympics and you have to do a jump off and decide this, that's you're
so
just
this
not.
This is their choice. Yeah, like, and they could have kept jumping
anyway,
until one of them missed it.
I'm going to get fine. I guess I'll have to be that John is fine with this.
He's really comfortable with this tie
stuff. But I'm going to tell you this right now, BC. He's changing. John
really
changes.
Is getting soft. It's John's a girl. Changes. It's that girl thing we talked about.
No, it's like,
maybe
it's like
that's the take.
You get to go back to Qatar. Like, he's going to ride in on a friggin' elephant, man. Like, he's going to be.
Yeah, but dude in Italy saying, I'm the gold medalist, though. That's what I'm, you know what I'm saying? You didn't win it.
Yeah, I mean, he
you
did
tied.
Win it, bro. He won. Is the medal around his neck? Yes, it is.
Another dude's, too.
So that may, I guarantee you, whoever this dude is. Right? He left Qatar.
Listen to this, though. In a huddle with track officials, the athletes were given the option to settle with the tie with a jump off, and they declined. They said, nope, we good.
No problem.
So I wouldn't have given them an option if I'm the Olympics. You got to figure this out.
I'm just saying that you leave Qatar as just like a guy, right? As an athlete, but you return. With a gold medal around your neck.
I'm happy for him, especially if he wasn't the favorite. If he might have lost, okay, good. You went back to Qatar with the gold, but there still should not be two of them.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you're just going to have to get over that.
The spirit is that you have to reward.
I think if you were him.
Gold. Somebody has to lose.
I think if you were him, right, you would have done the same thing.
No.
Yes, you would have.
No, I trained 6 years for this. I'm trying to get it for myself and my country. We're not
you
sharing
got it.
This with Italy.
You're not,
we're not
sharing,
sharing
it. You're not sharing it. You get your own gold medal.
I can't call you the best by yourself.
You
I can't.
Can call me. Yes, you can.
No, the best is over there, too.
One of the best.
There's a couple of y'all. No.
One of the best. You can call me one of the best.
Olympics
you
great,
all.
Great individual achievement.
I mean, you act like this diminishes the
this
thing.
This was a team achievement.
The man still going to have
Italy
a gold medal.
I'm surprised by you.
You took a picture.
Thought we'd be on the same side on
you
this.
Took a picture with Penny at his basketball camp. This dude going back to his home country with a gold medal.
What are you talking about?
So what are you talking about?
Who took a picture with Penny?
You did.
What camp?
I don't know. Didn't you go to one of his camps?
No, fool. I went to Larry Finch camp. How
yeah,
old
Larry
do you
Finch
think I
camp.
Am?
Yeah,
no damn kid.
Larry Finch camp, all right? That's what you did. That's your proudest athletic
you're saying
achievement.
He's not in a position, so he can't really comment on.
No, I'm just
who
saying,
gets
like, let's compare.
Why would you? What are you talking about?
Let's
what?
Just compare the peak. Let's just compare. So, and you're saying you would not take the gold medal. I think you're completely full of it.
John came back. My metaphor is rusty as hell.
Metaphor
still back in the house. With
we
Riley.
Were good with you until
talking
about halfway through the show. The
camp.
Metaphor we need to work on that one.
I just think you're full of it. I think you take the gold medal and you go back to your home country. You're a freaking hero. You never have to pay for anything ever again. Oh, you say, oh yeah, you said you want me to pay for that beer. Boom, gold medal.
The elephant bit was pretty funny. I'll give you that.
Gold medal.
Had a daughter and got soft.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Next story.
I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Well, a couple Olympic notes there for you I thought you might like. Oh. I actually thought you were going to be on the same side of things with me on that one. You're on the wrong side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so there was some interesting news in the NFL.
Lots of it.
Carson Wentz, who is the QB in Indianapolis, they obviously traded for him, gave up a little bit, not too much. It gets the compensation does get richer the more he plays. But here we go. Carson Wentz is undergoing surgery today
on an
injured left foot,
jeez.
And he is going to be sidelined approximately 5 to 12 weeks. It's an old injury, according to Frank Reich, maybe even from high school, and a broken bone basically came loose in Carson Wentz's foot. So it happened on Thursday, and it has major implications for the Tennessee Titans in that division. You know, they were already the favorite marginally. I think as of Saturday, they were -110 to win. The Titans were the AFC South.
Don't
that has been
it.
Taken off the board since this injury news came out. 5 to 12 weeks. Let's just cut it down the middle and say it's going to be 8 weeks. That's 2 months. That would put Carson Wentz as a return in October, early October, which is very early in the season. That's only, you know, that would mean, what, 4 games if he misses 2 months from here? That would mean he misses about 4 to 5 games.
Month
which,
preseason, month of regular season.
You know, certainly not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem for the Colts. They have one guy on the roster in Jacob Eason.
Eason.
That you would even recognize. So they're going to have to go out, most likely, and get somebody. And one of the guys that you talked about, at least we talked about during the break, was would the Colts go after old friend in that division, Marcus Mariota? He plays for the Raiders right now in Vegas. He restructured his contract to stay there in Vegas. Would they go out and get a Marcus Mariota? I think that would be the best-case scenario for them. Now, I don't know if the Raiders would trade him because that contract is so cheap, right? He's the best insurance policy in the NFL.
What's the contract?
I think he's only getting $3 million per.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think because he was getting like 10, right? And then the only way
he agreed to that?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think they knocked him all the way down so that they could bring him back because they weren't going to be able to justify it at that price tag. And so he's there making next to nothing, basically. Greatest insurance. Because we saw him against the Chargers when Derek Carr pulled up on his groin or whatever it was. Marcus Mariota came in and he didn't roll the ball very well because he can't. That is not what he is good at. But he did, you know, lead the offense down the field a couple times, made some plays with his legs, a little read option. And that's really all the Colts would need from him. Would they give up a third rounder for Marcus Mariota? Should they?
I think it's a better option than Nick Foles. That's been thrown about, too, going to get him from the Bears at this point. I can't imagine the Bears going to have a hefty price tag when it comes to get Nick Foles because he's not in the plans. Obviously, they got Andy Dalton. They got Fields behind him. So they, I would imagine, be willing to give up Foles for just about anything at this point. Problem is, remember, Carson Wentz is a head case. And I don't know if you put a if you do a repeat on what he had in Philadelphia, right, and Nick Foles, and, oh, wait a minute, is it my team?
It'd be
Nick
like
Foles
having
team?
Deja vu.
And the last thing you need is Carson Palmer with a – I mean, excuse me, is Carson Wentz with a cloudy head or wondering if it's his thing. So I wonder if the Nick Foles thing, even if you could get him on the cheap, if it ends up messing up your guy. Reich, you know, the one thing about it, Reich knows Foles, right? So you wonder about that. I don't know. Depending on what the Raiders would want for Mariota, but I think it's a better option than bringing back thing about it is, Mariota going to be so safe, he's not a threat to take the job. He's not a threat to win over the locker room because he's going to play everything over so safe. I don't know. He's a good leader, we'll put it that way, but he's not going to come over where you, all of a sudden you're saying, oh, man, there's the quarterback we need right there for us for the long term. It's Marcus Mariota. No, he'd be a better fill-in for right now than he actually might even be a better quarterback than Wentz. Is the guy going to be able to stay on the field? Talk about durability issues with – guys like Jaren Jackson, all that got to play a season. Carson Wentz, when are you going to be able to play a full season again?
Yeah, it is a hell of a – it is a – you know, there is a very wide range, though, 5 to 12 weeks. Like, that's a pretty damn wide range the Colts are giving there. You don't usually – there's not usually a 7-week range between injury returns. Usually like 5 to 7, right? 6 to 8, something like that. So the Colts are being very conservative here. And I remember
– and their schedule is tough out of the gate.
Well, and remember that the more – he plays, the more expensive the draft capital they got to give back is. You know, so they might be trying to, you know, I guess hold on as much as they can, not rush him back. Because if he isn't it, can't be as much of a second or a first round or something like that.
Well, I seem to recall
that. Conditional second round pick.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, the less he plays, the better for them, strangely enough.
Seattle, Rams, at Titans, at Dolphins, at Ravens to open the season for the Colts. So, could be a slow start if it's trying to work in, you know, some bum off the streets. I wonder if they go a little higher aim for Mario.
Now, here's the thing.
Something like that.
Would the Raiders do that?
I don't think you can roll with Jacob Eason out there against that kind of schedule.
Would the Raiders trade Marcus Mariota?
Why would you not? If he'd give you something for him. You can get something for him.
Because
he's not your quarterback of the future.
The reason is because he's the Raiders are contending for a playoff spot. Theoretically,
Brad,
with the Colts.
Hit next story, because I don't know what this fool talking about. We waited a month. I should have known.
So you don't think we're contending for a playoff spot?
Some Raiders.
You don't think we're competing for that spot? I mean, what are we playing for then, Jason?
What, y'all going to run the whole league over with your four or five running backs that you got?
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
You going to be able to stop anything this year?
We're going to run the T-bone
on one of the worst defenses in the league last year. Y'all actually stopping anything? You don't outscore everybody.
Here's the thing.
Just beat KC and lose everybody else.
When you hire John Gruden at that price tag, you're competing for the playoffs every year. Now, they have thus far been unsuccessful
in that
journey.
What is it, year 5 for him? Halfway through the $100 million deal?
2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. Yeah, this is 5. We're halfway through. We're halfway through.
How's the progress? How's it coming, John?
Yeah, this is sucking.
Man,
it's
I told
terrible.
You would be when they did it.
We get better every year. The record gets better every single year.
What a dumpster
You say
fire.
We beat the Chiefs last year.
We did.
Yeah, but you still sucked.
Yeah, I
but
know.
But he'll use that as the headline.
Look.
Real progress.
Mm-mm.
Played them tight 2 games,
this is only. Sorry, this is only year 4.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah,
that ain't much different.
4-12 year 1, 7-9 year 2. 8-8 year 3.
Khalil Mack deal starting to pay off.
Yeah, y'all certainly have not.
Oh, we've been in the playoffs twice since y'all made that deal, haven't
bro,
we?
Bro, how many times we got to say it? Last year don't count. When you on there with the Legends of the Hidden Temple and figure it out, you don't get to count it as a playoff appearance.
It absolutely was a playoff appearance.
Come on, John.
Dude, you got SpongeBob SquarePants in the broadcast.
Says a guy who ain't been in the playoffs in how long.
But,
man, thirsty as hell out here, like a desert.
So that's less of a joke?
Every day coming up in here talking about, we're fighting for a playoff. But haven't you heard? No, we ain't heard. You're the joke of the league.
Bro, Hey Arnold and Doug Funny were the analysts for the game, bro.
There's Tim Tebow catching passes from Trevor Lawrence. We're seeing the highlights of it. Caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then there's y'all, the two biggest jokes of the league.
They said, Nickelodeon executives got together. They said, what is the goofiest team we can put on our air for our audience of kids?
A playoff team.
The Chicago Bears. That's what they decided. They said,
some respect.
They've got this clown car at quarterback with Mitch Trubisky. You know, it is.
Not anymore.
Daryl Mooney and all the gang.
The Chicago Bears.
Your laughing days are over.
You know?
Are you done? Because I have one more story I find interesting. If John's done.
Next
quick
story.
Thing about the Raiders.
Y'all the Bernstein Bears. Y'all ain't even the Chicago Bears. Y'all the Bernstein Bears.
Well, you were saving up some hot takes.
Say that to Justin Fields' face. He's a competitor like you.
The
Mr.
Chicago Bears.
I just made like, I bought a Peloton and it really tapped into the competitor in myself.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he like ties.
This man here.
Everybody gets a gold.
Okay. Have y'all seen the story out of hockey?
I have not.
You know, we're not hockey experts around here, but this seems like potentially big. So, it plays for San Jose Sharks. His name is Evander Kane. He's a forward. And his wife has basically accused him on social media and told the whole hockey world that this man, Evander Kane, who has had a gambling issue apparently in the past that's been public, made public, the reports are all public, has bet on his own games, has bet on hockey games, and, you know, I guess wouldn't go as far as to say fixing them because you were only a part of that hockey game, but basically saying he's done his part to lose games for the Sharks, or at least to throw games, we'll put it that way. Seems like a huge story. The NHL said Saturday night that they are investigating it. Her name is Anna Kane, and basically her posts were something along these lines. Can someone ask Commissioner Gary Bettman how they let a player gamble on his own games, bet and win with bookies on his own games?
Mm-hmm.
Going back and forth. Now, here's the thing about it. They're going clearly through a custody battle. There's no question about it. And what's clearly a rocky marriage right now, I think, you know, whatever. I don't know what the status of whether or not it's in, you know, the divorce papers have been filed, whatever it is. But they've been going back and forth. And so there's some of this that's messy, divorce, okay, marriage gets out.
Yep.
How much stock do you put into it? But clearly the NHL, it has to put, I mean, you've made the accusation now that this guy's gambled on games. And when you have a background like this, a Las Vegas Strip casino sued Kane in 2019, alleging that he failed to pay back a $500,000 gambling debt racked up during a playoff series against the Golden Knights, the Vegas team.
Yeah, he was in Vegas.
He'd racked up $500,000, whoa, and they had to sue him to get it back. He's a guy who's had clearly has had publicly here some issues with this. And so, again, you put that knowledge, at least his resume, with what she's saying. And if you're the NHL, you absolutely have to investigate, and you probably have to, you know,
wow.
Make it pretty clear that, okay, here's how we're doing it. We're going to do a thorough investigation because, to me, this could rock the NHL if there's any truth to this whatsoever, even if it's just this one guy at this point.
Apparently, he also abandoned her while she was pregnant.
That gets into the back and forth.
Wow.
He said, she said
this
on this.
Yeah.
But and I'm sticking to what they're going to actually investigating as a result of her.
Bad dude, though.
But clearly a guy who's had some issues. Now, he out of his way, goes out of his way to say, no, this is not untrue. I haven't done any gambling on my own team. All that kind of says emphatically, there's no question about it. Then points out, tries to get into the, okay, here's the nature of our relationship. But clearly, Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, you're already in a sport where you're trying to steer away from any sort of controversy, bring in as many fans as you can.
Yep.
You can't afford to have a player, you know, actually actively participating in changing games, especially if he's got money riding on the thing. So I wonder how much bigger this could get. We'll see if it's all just alleged and accusations by a wife who's unhappy with this guy, or if there's really some fire to this smoke.
I mean, it's a hell of an allegation, right?
Yeah,
like, it's a hell of a thing to just make up.
So what I'm assuming we're going to do is what we do with the NBA official a few years ago. You go, Donahue, wasn't that his name? You go back and you're going to have to review. I'm assuming this guy's play all season long. He points out he's coming off one of the best seasons of his career, and that if you look at his play, you're not going to be able to find any drop off in effort or whatever you would see from a guy who's trying to throw a game or not giving it his all to get some sort of result out of it. I'm just going to be interested to see how the NHL proceeds, because they're going to have to be very careful here, and more importantly, show that they actually did an investigation for a fan base that already, you know, is sort of, Yeah. Yes, if you're an NHL fan, you're in it, you love it, but for one where you're trying to grow your audience, this can't help anything. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this is unfortunately like, you know, this is like some
could
very
end up being
sad.
He said, she said, but
it
with,
is sad.
With his past, unfortunately, you have to, you know, at least investigate it deeply.
Well, because, I mean, this is like a divorce playing out very, very, very publicly and very sadly because, I mean, she's on Instagram talking about everything. Like, she's airing everything out. Like, she put this thing up where she was saying, you know, you leave July 8th, you don't call or text at all for 7 days, you inform me then you're going to Europe for a vacation, must be nice, but at the same time tell me our house is being taken by the bank, but do not come home to help your pregnant wife pack or help her with anything at all. You have enough money to party and stay in hotels in Europe, go to dinners every night, but I can't buy my daughter formula, and you force me to sell my wedding ring to have any money to survive. Yeah.
Yikes.
So I'm not sure what the hell is going on with Evander Kane's money management because that dude signed a $49 million contract that they can't afford formula. It seems insane.
And he's only 3 seasons into that thing.
Yeah, I just don't know what the hell is going on. I do find it.
$56 million he's made during his career.
Damn.
But got sued because he didn't pay back half a million.
But that gambling money just goes, man. Like some of the if
you got
like
behind
that,
half a mil that fast,
you can do it.
That was during a playoff series, just the time you were in town.
You
yeah,
can do
I'd
it.
Say so.
Yeah, you got an issue there.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, and I guess we'll see after the investigation. But yeah, I did see this over the weekend, and we'll see what comes out. Before we go to break, I got one more.
Next
I want to
story.
To share.
Got your friend here.
Yeah, we have O.J. Simpson. I do follow him on Twitter. You guys give me grief for this. But O.J. Simpson was on Twitter like he normally is. He usually just talks about fantasy football. He's normally focused on that, which is coming up, by the way. And I can tell you that very, very cool news for us. Jason Fitz is going to be joining
us. He's going to be in our league.
Yeah,
very nice.
I nailed that down. Unfortunately, we had somebody who was in it last year. They've moved on.
Yeah.
And so we have to replace that person. And so we're going to do that with you know, I will say on that note, we are the only show on this entire station where everybody involved
100%
participates in the league.
It's a team thing.
As long as we get Brad not to do computer.
I'm not doing computer this year.
Then we can officially. We got to see it. You've said it. We got to see the commitment.
I'll give effort.
He's learned from his mistake.
I've learned.
I want to see you follow through.
By the way, I've also jumped off of the Raiders bandwagon as soon as you were off this month. It was just too exhausting.
I would also like to jump off of the Raiders bandwagon.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Because, it's only full of heartbreak and disappointment. But anyway, O.J. Simpson.
We are the Cowboy Station.
That's right. O.J. Simpson did have some advice.
Oh, good.
On his Twitter account, and
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, this will be great.
Let's take a listen.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Heard something real interesting today. You know, with 99 or whatever percent of people dying or the unvaccinated from the new COVID stuff, and over 90% of hospitalizations, especially in Florida, are among the unvaccinated. A female doctor was on this morning. She made the best analogy I've heard. She said that being vaccinated is like wearing your seatbelt. That it doesn't guarantee you won't get in an accident, but if you do, you have a much better chance of surviving. Hey, get your shots. I don't like wearing masks. And as you people who aren't getting the shots that has brought this mask thing back, I'm just saying. Take care.
O.J. Simpson, making a lot of sense there. So just look.
Also, don't kill your estranged wife.
Yeah, I mean, it's like O.J. says. Like, if you are in that situation, just get the get the jab. That's all. I mean, just get the jab. It makes sense. It makes sense. Anyway.
That's your beer, buddy.
Well done.
Yes. Anyway, that was O.J. Simpson on Twitter. Worth the follow, I would say. Worth the follow, indeed. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Respect Burgers, Jason Fitz, all that and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Taos Barbecue is the best barbecue in the city. Been doing it for a long time. I had plenty of tops while I was on paternity leave. Nothing goes better than Taos Barbecue with some time off. They got those delicious made-to-order cheeseburgers, smoked barbecue. Everything is the same way it's always been. They don't have to change it up because they don't have to. They're the best. When you're the best, you don't have to change it up. They ain't sharing no gold medals at Taos Barbecue. They stand alone.
That's right. Charlie's Meat Market's where they get the meat for those fantastic burgers. None of that frozen patty stuff. Delivered 5, 6, 7 times weekly. And that's what you want. You take that fantastic burger that John just told you about. You take the fantastic burger. You put it all together. It's called the Fireman. Will rock your world like it's done for me. It's changed my world. Much like this Janet Jackson song.
Slow jam. We're coming back. It's that whole back thing.
We're slow jamming you through your lunch with tops. It's perfect. Makes you... adds to that appetite. There's no question about it. That appetite should always be big over at Tops. Don't forget about Tops Tuesdays, because next time we're going to talk about Tops, it'll be Wednesday. Don't forget about tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. $3 single burgers, the best burger in town, and $4 doubles. That's only at Tops, where you see the smoke, taste the flavor.
Come back to me.
Interesting choice there.
I was going with the back. I just kind of Google searched. Probably could have thought that through a little better with the jam there.
Yeah, it is a slow jam.
A little too slow.
You would pay, you know, you would maybe play for your significant other necessarily, but that's fine.
Come back to us is where I was going with this. I kind of screwed up the jam, but
that's okay. I think
my heart was in the right place.
We're just gonna forget this.
I think a lot of people.
Let's put that one away.
We won't hold against him.
Thank you.
We won't hold it against Brad for that one.
Yep.
It's on the record.
It's there.
Well, you know, what's the old saying? Every long resume is going to be a mixed resume.
Listen, you know, I'm not going to be perfect, as I've told y'all.
You live long enough, you're going to make some mistakes.
And we want y'all. We want to fail,
and that
fast.
Was one
fail
of
fast.
And that was one of them, Brad. I mean, let's just get that on the record.
Fail fast.
But no.
Sorry, Janet.
No, another interesting decision that was made, other than that choice of song, was the Lakers going out and getting, that's not official yet, it'll be official here in a couple of days, but going out and getting Russell Westbrook. And I have learned over the years, you know, seeing moves like this, you know, blockbuster trades, things like that, I have learned to sit back a little bit, right, and let them play out, because they very often do not materialize the way that you think they might. I mean, I'm out on Russell Westbrook as a player, quite honestly, at least in terms of what he's going to change for the Lakers. I know he's still a very good player in terms of production and things like that, and he's going to go hard out there, and he's going to give it everything he's got. And it's an upgrade over Schroeder. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not. But how much of one, I think that's – you know, because Russell Westbrook, once upon a time, right, 3, 4, 5 years ago, was one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, he was the MVP. And I don't think he's that anymore.
You could make an argument he's still one of the best players in the league. The problem is, how much does it affect winning? Because he needs that ball in his hands to be one of the best players in the league. A lot of times, unlike some of those other guys, it can have a negative impact. you know, when it comes to trying to be a winning outfit. And so, and look, part of that's he's been in some bad situations. Look, that deal with Harden was never going to work out. Like that, and we should you should have known that from the jump. As much as those guys need the ball, here's the deal for them. He doesn't, you know, the Lakers needed shooting. Anytime you got LeBron and AD, you need shooting. Well, Westbrook doesn't bring that to the table.
No,
in fact, he hurts you from that from that standpoint. And so all this is another guy needs the ball. Now I told Brad last week,
shot 66% from the free throw line last year. It's, it's career low.
That doesn't help you either. And he's getting to the basket. He's getting free throws. I told Brad this last week. I'm not so much worried about the chemistry of it. A lot of folks are asking that question. I'm more so worried about the depth. Yeah. And if there isn't a lot of depth, well, that means you're going to rely heavily on those three through the regular season. And if you got to rely heavily on those three through the regular season, how do you get them three healthy in the playoffs, which is where you need them? And so that's the question right now. Depth, and are they going to have enough shooting? Now, I'm smart enough to know, too, that LeBron and AD and Rich Paul and all of them, they're all going to make those calls and they're going to go get stars, right, to take pay cuts to go join them. There's no question about it, whether that's a Carmelo Anthony or whoever else. They'll end up filling that roster out probably with some pretty good options. But, again, they're going to be able to keep a – you know, we're talking about Russell Westbrook going to be 33 in November.
Yep.
A team that clearly –
it's the same age as Derrick Rose.
Two of its three key stars aging are – the key is going to be can you keep them healthy enough for the playoffs. Here's the deal. Frankly, LeBron needs this, okay, because he missed 27 games last year. That ankle's –
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.